From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A European court has ruled that a British woman cannot use previously frozen embryos to have a child. 34-year-old Natalie Evans was left infertile following cancer treatment, and she went to court after her former fiancé withdrew his consent for the fertilized eggs to be used. Evans took her case to the European Court of Human Rights after exhausting the British legal process. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story from London.
In October 2001, Natalie Evans was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Since her treatment would make her infertile, she and her fiancé at the time, Howard Johnston, decided to seek in vitro fertilization treatment. 11 eggs were produced and fertilized, resulting in 6 embryos being frozen and placed in storage. But the couple then split up, and Johnston withdrew his consent for eggs fertilized with his sperm to be implanted in Natalie Evans. The European Court today, in a majority verdict, refused to overturn earlier decisions against Evans in British courts. After the ruling, Natalie Evans expressed her disappointment.
I'd hoped that today would be a day for me to celebrate. However, I'm still as determined as ever to do anything possible to be allowed to try for a child of my own, using my stored embryos. Howard may feel it is too late for him to change his mind, but it is not. Howard, please think about it.
Natalie Evans had filed a case claiming that British law breached her rights under the European Convention of Human Rights. In the UK, the law stipulates that consent from both parents is needed at every stage in the process of in vitro fertilisation, as well as for the storage and implantation of the fertilised eggs. She said her right to privacy and family life as enshrined in the European Convention and the embryo's right to life were being violated. To the dismay of pro-life groups, the court in its judgment ruled against Evans' proposal that the embryos had an independent right to life. It also said her right to have children could not override her former fiancé's withdrawal of his consent. Howard Johnston had said he did not want the financial or emotional burden of having a child. Today he expressed his relief at the ruling.
The key thing for me was just to be able to decide when and if I start a family.
The panel of 7 judges said it had great sympathy with the plight of the applicant, since if implantation did not take place, she would be deprived of the ability to give birth to her own child. It's a sympathy that many have expressed about the case, but Michael Wilkes, the chair of the Ethics Committee of the British Medical Association, said the law in the UK is clear and the European Court had upheld that.
The law has been drawn up in this way to make absolutely sure that at every stage in the process, both partners are fully involved and fully committed. In other words, a trade-off, if you like, between the right to have this treatment is to express a duty, both partners, a duty to the child that's going to be created.
Natalie Evans says she will appeal the ruling to the grand jury of the European Court, but that will likely be her final chance. Under UK law, the embryos should be destroyed after 5 years, that is, this October. The European Court agreed today to delay that until after the result of Evans' appeal. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.